Sudanese refugees and host communities in Upper Nile State marked World Refugee Day in Reng's new reception transit center for refugees and returnees fleeing from Sudan. 43-year-old Sudanese Abdulrahman Hamed says he feels safe after crossing into South Sudan 11 days ago. Hamed says a lack of shelter at Reng's new transit center is stressing out refugees who are homeless in Reng.
We are not facing a lot of challenges. The only challenge that we are facing is the lack of the shelters. The refugees, most of them, are staying outside, and the returnees are staying inside the shelters. So it is not like a big deal, but we can solve it. The only problem for the shelters during the rain, the ones are inside the shelters, they are preventing people to get inside.
Rina Carbino is a social worker for South Sudan Women United, a non-profit offering services to Sudanese refugees and South Sudanese fleeing the conflict in Sudan. She says the mental health of some refugees has improved since arriving in South Sudan.
Today is more than the time they come, because now they are sharing happiness, as I can see others smiling. I wish them the happiness all the time, and also I wish if they can always share their psychological problem with us, we can also help them, as we cannot leave them alone.
Many of the Sudanese refugees who turned out to mark World Refugee Day had one message to aid agencies for them to be supported. 42-year-old Hosna Hamin Suleiman, a mother of five, says her children are not in school and she worries about their future.
My firstborn was studying in a school, but when we came here now, he is not schooling, and I can't forget of that because I was looking for my children's future. I am not working, and I'm thinking of how my children should go to school.
Bolger is the field project coordinator of the non-profit South Sudan Women United in Reng, Upper Nile State. He says his organization evacuated over 16,000 Sudanese refugees and returnees from Sudan between April and July 2023. He says his organization and other non-profits will help refugees and returnees recover and rebuild their lives.
South Sudan Women United was present in Khartoum supporting South Sudanese women refugees when conflict erupted in Sudan in mid-April 2023. As the fighting intensified, our organization received calls from distressed refugees asking for evacuation for imminent humanitarian crisis, including killing, forced recruitment, and rape of women.
On April 15, 2023, fighting erupted between Sudan's armed forces and paramilitary rapid support forces, leading to a massive evacuation of refugees and foreign nationals who were trapped in Sudan. For VOA News, I am Amer Abraham Kwad, reporting from Reng, Upper Nile State.